Lauren Fitch is a known, respected ecologist and riparian expert here. And he joined us last year at our conference. I've gotten to know Lauren a bit, and I think of him as a gatherer, a welcomer, into seeing what it is that is our commonplace. Last year, he proposed the question to us, what would you write in the letter to your grandchildren? What world do you envision for them? And he encouraged us to believe that that future was possible, that we could live into that future, and that the generations to come were part of our commonality, was one of our commonalities. And I remember him suggesting that to know our commonplace, we won't know it from a place of fear for what may be coming, crises, but that seeing our commonplace, it's possible from a place of love to see it, of love for one another in the room with our diversities, from a love for land, which makes us and sustains us and gives us our identity, as we've heard. Love for our future generations, for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Love for all those before us. And from this place, rooted in our land, in the peace of wild things, we can create this kinder future.
I'm only here because I was given the ability to decipher his handwriting. So, Lauren writes about his relationship with and kinship with the land. I grew up in semi-wild circumstances on a farm west of Red Deer, before the advent of heavy metal, bulldozers, that is. I experienced aspen parkland with its complement of wetlands, wildlife, and space. My experience growing up in such circumstances grounded me, continues to do so, humbles me, and provided direction for future goals and a profession in biology. So join me in welcoming.